The Eighth Day of Bashans, The Martyrdom of St. John of Sinhout. On this day, the Church commemorates the martyrdom of St. John of Sinhout. Born in the Egyptian town of Sinhout, his parents' names were Macarius and Anna. One day, he was tending the flock of sheep that belonged to his father, and an angel appeared to him and encouraged him to win the crown of martyrdom by going before the governor of the city of Atrib and confessing his Christian faith. John, eager to do this, said goodbye to his parents and traveled to the city, where he found the governor and confessed the belief in Jesus Christ to him. At first, the governor ordered that John be treated well, hoping that such behavior would win John's loyalty. But then John performed miracles before a soldier, which caused the soldier to believe in Jesus Christ. The governor had that soldier executed, and to keep more soldiers from John's miracles, ordered that John be tortured. The Lord was with John and helped him endure the terrible things done to him by the unbelievers. John was then sent to the city of Ancina, which was famous for being the place of torture and execution of Christians. There he was tortured even more, until finally he was beheaded. St. Julius el Afakasi, who took care of the bodies of the martyred saints and wrote their biographies, took John's body and enshrouded it and sent it back to John's town of Sinhout. There the people received him with great honor and buried him in a church. His body is now located in Shubra el-Kima in Egypt, and his soul is in the eternal joy and peace of the Lord. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The Passing of St. Daniel, the Archpriest of Shehit. On this day, we commemorate the passing of St. Daniel. He was a monk and the archpriest of all the desert of Shehit, also called Cetus, which is an area near Alexandria. Abba Daniel was known far and wide for his holiness and wisdom, and many people came to him for a blessing or to become a monk under his care. Among these were Saint Anastasia, a young woman disguised in men's clothing who became a monk and lived in a cell near him for 28 years. Among the people under the care of Abba Daniel was a stonecutter named Olagi, also called Eulogius. Abba Daniel was pleased that Olagi shared what little money he had with the poor and hungry, and the priest asked God to increase Olagi's wealth, that he might share it with even more needy people. God caused this to happen, and upon finding a treasure, Olagi became wealthy. The stonecutter moved to Constantinople and became an official in the emperor's court, and forgot about helping the poor and needy the way he had when he had very little money. When Abba Daniel heard what happened to Olagi, he traveled to Constantinople and saw the lifestyle now practiced by the once simple and generous stonecutter. There the archpriest had a vision of Jesus Christ judging the people and commanding that the monk Daniel be crucified for losing the soul of Olagi by asking for more money to come into Olagi's hands, but not guiding him more when it came. Sadly, Abba Daniel returned to his monastery in Shehit and prayed to God that Olagi be returned to the man he once was. Soon afterwards, Olagi's friend, the emperor, died, and the new emperor did not like Olagi and took his money and threatened to kill him. Olagi fled from Constantinople and returned to his old home again to work as a stonecutter. Abba Daniel met with Olagi and they discussed what had happened to each of them during this time, and how great God is in his judgment and will. God worked many miracles through Abba Daniel, and when it came time for his passing, the beloved archpriest gathered all the monks around him and commanded them to be strong in their faith of the Lord. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.